Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. A proposal to build a $3.7 billion pipeline carrying natural gas from Alabama into Florida is raising protests from Georgia landowners. Spectra Energy Partners LP and NextEra Energy Inc. want federal permission to build about 600 miles of pipeline carrying natural gas from Alabama across southwest Georgia and toward gas-fired power plants in Florida. The firms hope to get the necessary approval in late 2015 or early 2016. The pipeline would start operating in mid-2017. Residents near Albany are protesting the plan because it would require building a pollution-emitting compression station near their homes. Media mogul Ted Turner's company is opposing the plan. Former U.S. Senator Bob Graham's family is fighting plans to have the pipeline cross its cattle farm. Fewer Alabama inmates are being paroled, and prisoners are spending more time behind bars. APR's Stan Ingold reports this is despite the state's overcrowded prison system.
Council of State Government's research manager Andy Barbie says the average length of an inmate's prison term before parole release has increased from 30 months in 2009 to 43 months in 2014. Barbie tells the Montgomery Advisor the number of eligible inmates being released has also fallen from about 42% in 2009 to 36% in 2013. Alabama Board of Pardons and Parole member Robert Longshore says the board hasn't changed the way it decides parole releases in the past 5 years. Barbie says many inmates have already been on probation, in drug court, or community corrections before their prison terms. Stan Ingold, APR News.
A folk art tradition returns to the Tuscaloosa area this week. APR student reporter Kristen Feit has more on this year's Kentuck Art Festival.
The nationally acclaimed Kentuck Festival of the Arts is returning to Northport this Friday. The event is celebrating its 43rd anniversary, and it will feature close to 300 artists, along with live music, food, and entertainment. Amy Eccles is the executive director of the Kentuck Arts Center. She says that the festival means dollars for local artists and businesses.
The festival makes a $5 million economic impact on this community every year. It means the ability to put money from the taxes paid to help our roads, our schools. It brings culture that this community would not be exposed to without the Kentuck Art Festival.
The Kentuck Festival of the Arts is a two-day event. The festival is being held Friday and Saturday from 9 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. The event is open to the public. For APR News, I'm Kristen Feit in Tuscaloosa.
And now for the day's weather, here's WVUA's Peter Crank.
A deceivingly nice start to our Monday morning as we'll see partly cloudy skies and warm temperatures throughout the first half of the day. But as we go into the afternoon and evening hours, we will see the threat for severe weather develop across the state from west to east as a cold front comes through overnight tonight into Tuesday morning. The threats include severe damaging winds as well as isolated tornadoes for Monday night. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.